The sheep were having problems they could not go on ignoring. None of them could stay asleep with Aaron's awful snoring.
Some sheep even hoped that Aaron would get the axe before the whole flock of them became insomniacs. But as Aaron once again lay in his dreamlike state, a visitor was about to arrive to change poor Aaron's fate.
Young man.
What? Who's there?
Have you heard the glorious news about the birth of our Messiah? I'm on my way to Bethlehem to find and worship him. What are you doing here by yourself in a field of sheep on such a joyous occasion?
It's a long story. I'm in big trouble with my bosses for falling asleep on the job. The head of our company is coming, and if I'm not on my watch when he arrives or lose any more sheep, they're gonna fire me.
Sounds like you're in a bit of stew.
I just don't know what to do, but tonight I had a wonderful dream about Messiah. In my dream, I saw him so clearly, and he filled me with such joy and hope.
You know, young man, I think that dream was a message from God. He wants you to seek the Holy Child. It's very clear that the Messiah has come to free you, fulfill you, and guide you.
I'm going to follow it. It's a dream of greener pastures with houses on them, and I'm selling those houses.
I see. You want to be a realtor. Tell me, young man, are you a fast talker?
Well, I don't know about fast, but people have told me that I tend to talk in circles and tend to exaggerate.
Great. Sounds like you'd be a perfect realtor.
Let's go to the manger and see the newborn king. I know that by seeking this king, he will guide me to the truth about my future.
Excellent idea, but who will watch the sheep?
I'll have a word with them. They do actually listen once in a while.